His name is John. Hi, John.
Thank you for holding. Is this James?
Yes, this is James.
Hey, James. My name is John. I'm the director here at Local Splash.
Okay.
How you doing today?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a little crazy day, but good problem to have, you know?
Yeah. A lot of people got laid off today, so you're blessed. You're blessed.
I know we got some mad men running around out there.
Yes, sir.
But I believe in higher powers, so everybody gets
theirs.
You know.
Okay, my kind of guy. Let's go with this one. You might be a good guy to do business with.
All right. Well, I understand you were speaking with my representative, Ray. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing, but did you have any questions about the program aside from pricing?
Exactly. Okay, well, just advertise, because I'm actually on Angie's list now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, how do you work compared to dealing with Angie's? Because I've had several, you know, brokers or whatever they consider.
Yeah.
Business.
Angie's puts you on their website, and then they put themselves on Google. And then they get leads from Google to sell to you, but they sell the leads to like 5 people. It doesn't just
right.
Pay. And
oh,
so,
yeah, definitely. I've learned that the hard way.
Right. And then they're charging you the lead fee whether you get it or not.
Yeah.
We don't charge for leads at all. We're not putting you on our website at all. We're building your own business listings on Google. So people look you up, they see your reviews, your website, and we build all that. And then we put it on the first page of Google above where Angie's list is. So the customers, we let them call you directly. There's no lead fees or click fees or call fees. Or the leads go into 5 other people. You get real calls from real people that are looking for help, and they've seen you were a top option, so now they're contacting you. It's a different ballgame.
Cool.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Where are you located?
Fountain Valley, California.
Well, all right. I need to come out there.
It's beautiful, but it's overpriced.
Is that right? My son went to school in Palms. I'm an old guy, so I'm holding conversation. That's an old, old guy.
You're fine.
My son, he played ball in Palms Desert. He still lives there.
Oh, yeah. It's a little hotter out there.
Yes, indeed. I went for the first basketball game. He took me through the mountains. I like to pass out.
Yeah, it's hot. It's real hot out there. I like being where we are. We're a little closer to the water. You know, you move a little closer to the coast, you get a little breeze, and it's not so crazy.
I had a friend that lived in San Diego. Loved it over there.
There you go. Yeah. That's more my neck of the woods.
Okay. He lives near where they hold PGA golf tournaments. In one of those real, PGA golf.
Now you're really speaking my language. Yeah, Farmers Insurance. That's all I do is I play golf.
Okay.
But out here, out here they look at me funny. You know, only me and the starter would be the only black guys out there.
Right.
Yeah, but there's this guy. He's a Marine veteran. His name's Frank. And he starts all the tee times at the country club. He was a veteran for 30 years. And every time I see him, he goes, "Hey, it's just us." Nobody knows what we're talking about. You know, they all just think he's a grumpy old man.
Right. You got to be on code.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. I told him the last time I bought him lunch, he said, what did you buy me lunch for? I said, representation.
Okay. Yes, sir.
He goes, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we do real well out here. California is a good place to be.
You can't pay my son to come back over to the West Coast.
Yeah,
East Coast, you can't pay him.
Yeah, once you get used to it, you don't want anything to do with that snow and that weather. No, thank you.
Oh, boo. Yes, indeed.
I'll pass. But I know you were speaking with my rep, Ray, and she is one of our newer representatives. The major benefit to you in this position is that it even became available. I don't know if you've ever done the search on Google for the DC area for the services you offer, but there's only... Oh, you haven't done that before?
No, I never really had to, actually.
Yeah, that makes it hard to understand the value of this, you know?
Once the calls start coming in, I don't know. Angie, one thing about Angie's is they some shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not supposed to say that because they pay Google a few million dollars a month, you know? But,
But
yeah, I know that they shouldn't be selling the leads to four or five people, you know? I've worked with a lot of business owners who have used that, and once I get them on the first page, they usually cancel that.
Yeah, I have to call them on the first. I have to call. That's a long, so you already know what they do. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to be called Service Magic back in the day, actually. But I had, they had gotten shut down by the Federal Trade Commission, and then I'd found out that they had rebranded as Home Advisor, and then Angie's List was its own thing.
Angie's
was going bankrupt, so then they bought Angie's List.
I looked up. I was owing them $300. I said, $300? I only got one sort of one job.
Yeah.
$300? Oh, no.
Well, they charge you per lead, so it's not even about per job. It's like whether you get the job or not.
Right.
They charge you for the number. It's crazy.
Right. So, yeah, and then I had to call and really talk to them. They took some of them off, and I hadn't turned this thing back on yet. So maybe they'll get the message sooner or later. I'm not turning them back on.
Yeah, you gotta be careful though. They might automatically unpause it. I've had that happen to my guys before.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then they get sent the lead overnight where you're sleeping, you wake up and your bank account is like a thief.
Yeah.
And
I definitely let them know not to. I have certain time. Well, yeah, I'm getting ready to cancel them automatically. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea if you're just getting the business going. It's just not a long-term marketing solution, you know? A lot of people, they start a business, they have a nut, and then they're like, okay, I'm going to spend this, try to get some leads and get things going. That's not a bad route to go. But once you get to a certain point, you don't want to keep paying those lead fees, and all of a sudden the quality of the leads starts dying off the longer you're with them. Yeah. They stop caring about you, start focusing on the new guy. Trying to get him hooked. It's like gambling.
Like they really weren't trying to get me hooked with life.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. It's like gambling, you know? It's like you buy this lead, you don't know what you're going to get, but they're going to take your 30, 40, 50 bucks no matter what. But what they try to do is the first couple guys, when they're new, they try to make sure they set them up with fresh leads first so they get hooked on it. And then they're going, okay, let me throw a couple thousand at it. And all of a sudden, now they're not hitting as frequently, you know, and it's not working out as well. So, fishy situation. Those guys have been doing it for a while.
Right. So you say, hold on one second, please. One second.
Yeah.
Hello?
Still with me, James?
Yeah, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you kind of sound far away, though.
Is that better now?
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go. Let's get started with this. I mean, can't do any work no worse than Angie.
It's definitely not. The major benefit to you is that we have the listing open in the first place, you know? And we let the customers just call you directly off the first page of Google. Obviously, they got to look up one of your services, right? So if they type in, you know, new homes or renovations or remodel, right, any of your services, then they'll see you. They could just call you live from there. We'll make sure you have a good website. All your reviews and everything will be up there.
That's my thing. I don't have a lot. I do the hauling. I do small loads. I don't do a lot of stuff because I'm kind of retired. I'm a retired guy. I had a dumpster and hauling business. I just got into this because I'm not doing big jobs anymore.
Well, we can target smaller jobs, you know, we customize it for you.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, every time, anybody that signs up with us, we do an interview where we'll go over all the services you provide, and then we only list you on Google for people who are looking for those services, right? So they got to pull out their phone, they got to type in small dumpster rental, and then, or just dumpster rental, and then they'll be able to see your business pop up.
I'm not even doing dumpsters. I have a van, a Sprinter, a stand up Sprinter, I guess a Sprinter van or a cargo van. And I have a pickup truck that I work from. I'm depending on the job. Now I don't mind. If it's a decent job, I don't have no problem going to Penske or, you know, if you want to rent a truck. It's no issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, but straight off, you know what I mean? Because I'm doing a lot of these things
right now.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, again, even more of a reason why we would want to do that client interview with you, though. You know, we want to customize it. I don't want to have people calling you for stuff that you don't do, because that's just going to be wasting your time and wasting their time. So we got to be very thorough about that. And we always are. Everybody we work with, we come up with a customized, targeted marketing strategy to fit that business. So that way you're not wasting dollars on nonsense, or even worse, wasting time on nonsense.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
The major benefit to you, though, really is the positioning. You have to have a spot open in that category in order for us to put you on the first page of Google and Bing. And we're calling out right now. That's how we got your information. We're trying to fill that position. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category. So we won't be able to work with anybody else in the same business category.
Okay, cool.
So 90% of searches that are done on the first page of Google, they start and stop right there on the first page.
Right. Yeah, I do that from time to time.
Exactly, right? So, I mean, obviously you could see a value in being a part of that and having your name in that conversation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just entered a... Let me see here. Well, there's a few different things. Your bread and butter is going to be small.
Small loads.
Junk removal?
Yeah. Small loads, yeah.
Okay. Let me see what I do for junk removal. See what happens here. Okay. So just to let you know, I entered junk removal into Google Analytics. Google Analytics lets us see, like, how much people are searching each keyword. That way we're not listing businesses for dead keywords that people aren't looking at, right? In the last 30 days, they had 1,812 searches just for junk removal. And that's within 40 miles of DC. Okay. Now, I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,812 phone calls, James, or that you even want that kind of problem, right?
Not at all.
You're cherry picking though, and you only get like 1% of what's out there, it's going to make sense for you.
Right. I'm going on a cruise, so I'm retired, so I'm going to be on the go. So, like the 16th, from the 16th, I'm going to be on like a 7-day cruise, so.
That's fine.
If I do start with, I'm not
going
to be going right at work. It's like, three or four different islands I'm going to be visiting.
In Hawaii?
I'm going to Hawaii, I think, in October.
Nice. I've been to all four of those islands in the last 2 years.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They're so beautiful.
My last one was in Mexico. I went snorkeling in Mexico. Yeah, that was nice.
Hey, you're living the good life. What part of Mexico?
I don't know. I was on Carnival Cruises. All I know is the boat pulled up. Yeah. We jumped off the boat.
Did you guys leave out of Southern California?
No, we left from Florida. Can you hold one second, my God?
Okay.
Hold one second.
He probably went to Cancun.
Oh, he hung up. Yeah. Fort Lauderdale. I think it was Fort Lauderdale, I think.
Yeah, but you probably went to Mexico, like Cancun, Playa del Carmen.
Okay,
area.
Yeah. Right.
Blue.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. It was nice. Took my daughter that time.
I haven't been out there in a while. My wife's not originally from here. She's from Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been working on her paperwork. Donald Trump and them have been driving us crazy throughout the whole process.
Right.
Yeah, and so, but I haven't been able to go down there and visit, so we just keep going to Hawaii and Florida and New York, you know, keeping it within the states so we don't have to worry about her paperwork. But I miss it. I haven't been to Mexico. Yeah, I mean, her dad had, like, when we got married, her dad tried to give me a couple acres out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I would take it, but I don't know when I'd ever go back, you know? I mean, I was more just like, just give it to my son. He's, like, not even 4 years old. He'll be four in April. And I'm like, yeah, give it to him.
Come down the door. That's what happened with my son. My son's wife is from, I think they're from El Salvador.
Oh, yeah.
He met her in college. They live in California. And the father, he was a construction worker. You know, he bought land for them to set up, you know, I guess to get him to come on over, come aboard, because he had his own business and things.
It's funny you say that, because I made a mistake and assumed you didn't know El Salvador, so I said Mexico.
Oh, yeah, nah, Salvador. That's where my son.
That's where my wife's actually from, too. Yeah, she's from San Salvador. But it's funny because she called it Santa Ana when I met her, and then I said Santa Ana because there's a city called Santa Ana right here in Orange County. So I said,
okay.
Well, let me get your number. I'll come see you. And then she ended up living like a couple blocks away from where I live, but kind of in like a weird area, like a kind of a downsided area of the town, a little further from the beach. And then she said, no, I'm from Santa Ana, El Salvador. Oh, yeah. I grew up out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And Long Beach area.
You're in a good spot.
Yeah, Long Beach is nice. They got a lot of gangs out there, though. I try to stay away from that. I try to keep going south a little bit.
Okay.
Don't go up towards L.A. Go south towards San Diego. It's better.
Yeah. San Diego's nice.
Yeah. Orange County's nice area. A lot of calmer people. And not too worried about their egos and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, and that's the big thing with them jokers.
Yeah, you just gotta get to work. Yep. Yeah, I don't want no part of that. I grew up around it, and no thank you. And I got a bunch of cousins going, how are you going to Hawaii everybody? Because I said, you remember when you were selling drugs and I was going to school?
Oh, man. Huh. Yes, sir.
You didn't want to believe me.
Yeah. I didn't drink the Kool-Aid.
I didn't want to be like you suckers. You said, they're playing basketball. I don't want to go outside with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm far away from them. They call. I just put it on silent.
Oh, boy.
Still talk to dad, though. Dad's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So these places, I got to kind of keep it on track. All right? I'll talk to you all day.
Okay.
So these placements, there's only three guys that are going to show for about a 40-mile radius. The hard part about it is getting the spot. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that know, hey, if I get myself on Google, that's going to be better for me. That's kind of a given when you do your research on marketing and advertising. Google's always been number one for the last, like, 17 years. But if there's not a spot open in your industry and area, then your hands are tied. You can't get up there. Right. So the reason we're calling you is we have that opening and you're on our list of qualified companies. We're just going down the guys in the DC area that fall within this category and we're just looking for one to close out that spot. So once they fill it, that's it. They don't work with anybody else. But it's pretty hands free, James. Like I know you're retired and you're trying to live the easy life, not really running around chasing these things like HomeAdvisor and Angie is trying to get you to do. It's very hands-free. You know, you respond to the clients at your own leisure. You're not going to be charged per lead or per click or per call. Obviously, we want you to maximize your return on investment, but you're not going to be docked $20, $30 if you decide you don't want to work with them, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm needing.
Right? So it's just one flat monthly rate. Usually, we charge $4.99 month to month when somebody needs all the stuff that you need, like us to build you a website and to do the Google verification for you. There's a lot of work that needs to be done just because we're doing it from scratch.
Okay.
Okay. But I could get it down to $249
a month?
Yep, month to month. So I'll cut it in half.
$249 a month.
And we'll go 30 days at a time. So you don't have to do, like, any kind of contract or anything like that. We'll just show and prove 1 month at a time with each other.
Okay, I mean, I'm cool with that. When how the start of it? Because like I said, I'm gonna be going out of the town.
Well, I'll start working on it right away. Like, we'll get the website going. I could get you into a client interview either later today or tomorrow.
Okay, that'd be fine. Either or wouldn't that.
We'll start working on everything right away. You're gonna love it. I'm telling you. If you give this 30 days, and then by the time you get back from your vacation, you'll be able to look at this and then look at Home Advisor, and you'll have a pretty definitive answer. I mean, it's apples and oranges on what's going to be best for you moving forward. But do you have guys out there with you that'll be able to help you out from time to time?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was my only concern, because I'm like, if you're going on vacations all the time, we got people calling. I'm like, you at least got somebody to subcontract it out to.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. All right, let me create your account then, James. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for the business. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so 202-270-1682.
Yep, that's it.
All right, and then how do you want the business name to appear?
You put JP's on it.
JP's Holland. You know, it's crazy. I just looked at these notes, and I talked to you about almost 6 months ago.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. I actually offered it to you 6 months ago that was the last time we had an opening, and you spoke with me and one of my reps, Tara. So there's a bunch of notes in there. Said you had a dumpster business before.
Yeah. Can you hold 1 second, my God? One second.
Yep. Yep, I'm still with you. Sound a little muffled, though. I have a hard time hearing you.
A little better now?
Yeah, there you go. What's your last name, James?
P-E-R-S-H-A.
P-E-R-S-H-A.
Yeah.
Persia. Okay. And are you the sole owner of the company, JP's Hauling?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. And then I got to send you everything in writing. I also have to send your receipt and your outline of the agreement. There's also a little form that you have to sign off on. What is your business email address?
This is my regular email. My full name, James.
Uh-huh.
Full name, James Persia. The number 8@gmail.com.
Hey, I like that, 8. I used to do everything with an 8. I was a big Kobe Bryant fan growing up.
Me both. That's young boy stuff.
Yeah.
Number
I'm not that young,
Dr.
I'm old.
you ain't no Dr. J, man.
Oh yeah, the Skywalker. I used to watch them still, the highlights. I wasn't alive during that era, but I was so obsessed with basketball. I knew all the goats.
Okay, yeah, you know, one of my best. I used to cut Patrick Ewing's hair. I was a barber for years. Cut Patrick Ewing, Rod Strickland, Westside. Most of the guys in the Wizards.
He sit down on the chair, and he's still as tall as you.
Well, I'm 6'3 myself, so.
Oh, okay. He's still pretty tall. I'm about 6'2", but I know Patrick Ewing, though. That's like 6'11".
It's
a big boy. That's a legend right there.
Oh, yeah. Pat, no. Good guy.
Yeah, I hadn't played basketball in a long time. I had stopped playing, and a friend of mine said, oh, let's come on. You know, he dragged me over to the gym, come play basketball with him. I used to be real good. back in the day.
Okay.
Played Division One in college. And then,
okay.
And then I said, okay, you know, I get over there and I start whooping these guys' butts. We played like 5 games in a row. I go to leave. Tell me why Kenny Smith is right at the door as I go to leave. Kenny
is that right?
Smith. Yeah, and
okay.
He's come. And
okay.
I go, what the heck, from inside the NBA, you know, you see him on TV all the time with Shaq and them. And I go,
right.
Kenny, the Jet Smith? He goes, yes, sir. I go, nice to meet you. You know, what are you doing here? His son, I guess, goes to this modern-day high school down here in
okay.
Southern California. So
okay.
I guess they were
okay.
just coming in to get some runs. So I laced them back up. I ran one more game, whooped his son real quick.
Okay.
Shook his hand and got out of there. I'm like 33. Yeah. You know, my back was hurting after that many games.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Oh, the pain goes up. I used to train with boxing. Like, okay, well, my best friend, I met Patrick Ewing through one of my best friends, John Bebe Dunn. He played with your Sam. He played with Indiana Pacers, Utah Jazz. Older guy. But after we used to run in the gym one-on-one, I was, you know, your shins started hurting. You'll get it.
Yeah.
Your shins going to start hurting after
yeah.
the workout. So,
my
so we started boxing.
Never hurt that bad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my wife's going,
yes,
what's wrong with you, honey? Oh, man, my knees hurt. I wanted to cry. I never had it feel
oh,
like
boy.
That, ever.
Wow.
On the side,
you're,
like,
you're,
as I was trying to sleep, it was disturbing me in my sleep.
Your move now is boxing and swimming. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Cardio workout.
That's why I picked up those golf clubs, you know. But I used
okay.
to do a lot of running. My dad did a lot of boxing growing up. My dad used to always try to get me to box. He got me into it when I was real little just because growing up in the neighborhood. But
oh, yes, self-defense.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
I try to avoid the conflict anyway because even first time I knocked a guy out, I didn't like it. I started praying for him.
Okay. Okay. Better you praying over him than him praying over you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yes,
I didn't
sir.
Like that feeling though. Looking over my shoulder, maybe somebody's gonna try to get their lick back. Maybe they're gonna call
okay.
the cops on me. Maybe he died. Yeah, I didn't like it. Yeah,
so
I ain't
sound
trying
like
to
me, my first knockout.
I ain't trying to fight nobody.
I tell you, my first knockout. I hit a guy. He hit his head on the wall. And I ran out of the building. And I got down. He was on like the third floor. I got to the first floor. I heard him cry like, I was so happy. Cause I swear to God, I killed that guy.
Yeah,
I know how you feel.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what happened
yeah.
to me. I hit him and he hit one of those, we were in a parking lot and hit one of those little parking, concrete little things in the car. And he smacked his head on that and he just laid there. And I was, like, praying, and then one of his buddies was trying to come get at me, and then a couple of them, and my friends like, come on, let's get out of here, and I was praying for him. And I got to the car, I was quiet the whole way home, you know.
Yeah.
My buddies thought they'd seen something on the TV. I was just traumatized.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's I'm
what
good.
It was.
Yeah. That ain't cool.
Definitely, but yeah, sometimes it's called for. That's
I was completely in the right too. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Like I was just defending myself. These guys are just troublemakers, you know. And,
right.
Yeah.
That was
it made
me.
It
that
like
was,
I didn't even want to go out with my friends when I was younger. I didn't want to go drinking and stuff because I just knew it could end up like that. So I was just like, I'll find something
sound
else
like
to
me.
Do. Yeah.
You sound like me. I used to hang with the nerds just to avoid the drama. I want to be around
some
thinkers compared to being around somebody who wants to fight.
Yeah, distract yourself with something better. Yeah.
But you know the thing about that situation that you're thinking about, if the situation would have twisted, you would have had to live with that the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
My dad used to tell me
that
from when I was young. He said, get the biggest one, beat the crap out of him, the rest of them will leave you alone.
Yes, sir. I put my boys in martial arts, taekwondo, and they turned 4 and 5 years old.
Yeah,
my youngest
dad
son
won golden gloves when he was young in the
80s. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So he was
a
known boxer in L.A. And he was just way too tough. Like, he kind of pushed me away from him because he was just way too tough. But he didn't have a dad, and so he had me, and then he just kind of, you know, he just thought that was how it was supposed to be.
Same thing with my son, my youngest son. He was going to be ready to go pro. My same friend, Babe John, he was a recruiter for the New York Knicks at one time. So with my son, he went to the junior college out there, Palm Desert.
Mm.
So when he came back, him and another young guy who went out, he gave him a workout down in Georgetown.
He worked him out that summer. He was like, if you come back, no, it was the spring break. He said, you come back and work out with me this summer, I will get both of y'all over time to get y'all to run. But my son broke, he totally dislocated, tore his ankle up. That's how he ended up back out in Cali. But luckily he had girlfriends, you know, their family loved him. They dad.
Oh, yeah.
He had a flourishing business.
They look at the melanin a little different, those people in El Salvador. That's not as common over there, so the girls, they like it.
yeah. But she loved this one. He tried to leave one time. She stood in front of the truck going crazy.
Well, the thing is they could either be real, real crazy, or they could be real, real mellow. My wife's a real, real mellow. Like anything I say, she's like, okay, honey. You know, because they grew up around crazy stuff. So she just they don't, there's no conflict. They don't want to argue. My wife's one of those ones. But there's the other ones.
I
grew up seeing people get their head chopped off. And they're a little crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They grew up different out there. It's a jungle out
there. Yeah. A different, definitely.
Yeah.
But
different
this setup on the, you said the interview, when will we be able to do
Okay, so they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. James, it's called a PIN verification. That's how you get the little dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. So you're going to get this letter in the mail, and then there's a 5-digit number on the back of it. Should come in before your trip, but what's the address that I could send that to?
1336 Missouri Avenue, Northwest.
D.C.
Apartment 207. Yeah, Washington, D.C. Apartment 207.
Okay. Yes. 20011.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You got to see those motorcades in the street pretty often.
Which ones?
The presidential ones.
Because I work out. I go down by the water to work out, and it's near the Capitol, near the White House. So they'll shut the 14th Street Bridge down and stuff like that. Yeah.
I have a friend of mine who lives out there, too. He's always posting that. Here goes another presidential motorcade on his Facebook page.
Yeah, they be traveling. They get through. And the helicopter escorts. So now sometimes you'll kick down because it's near the Air Force Base. Down there where I work out at,
Yeah, it's crazy. That's good you work out, though. That's how my dad still is. He's in he's 62 now. And
I'm 59 myself.
Yeah, he's still working out, though. Everybody keeps asking him that. How you stay so young? He's a joker, though. Black don't crack. Yeah, my grandma's still around. She had him when she was 19 years old, so she's still, still young.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part. Yeah, she said, I'm still a tenderoni. I said, stop it, grandma.
Okay, Granny.
Get away from me. she's a crazy one. All right, so I got your profile all set up here, James. I got to schedule this interview. So the interviews are usually about 30 to 45 minutes. We'll ask you some in-depth questions, go over all the services you offer, the area you cover. Just want to make sure we list you right. Don't send you anywhere you don't want to go. And then we're going to get a website built for you, too. So I'll get a domain name. I got to buy that. And then we'll sit down. And do you have a logo?
No, I don't, actually.
You don't have a logo? You have pictures, maybe, of some work that you've done in the past?
Yeah, I got some from my old company when I had my uniform. There's no names or anything on, so that'll work.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay.
I'll
try to make it easy on you. So I'll send you a message here. This one's my direct number. And then I'll send you this email.
Okay, text it.
Yeah, I'm sending both over. But what's a good time for the interview tomorrow? Or later today, depends on what you want to do.
Maybe this tomorrow will be better because I'm going to try to catch some of this sun and get me a little work in.
Okay. I hear you on that. The weather should be getting better here soon. The time's supposed to change on Saturday, the 9th.
Okay, so what's the temperature y'all got? We got 46 here.
Oh, wait, what? You said it's what?
46.
46? You giving me military 46. Time?
No, the weather. I'm talking about the temperature.
Oh, it's 64. We got the other way around.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's 64 and sunny. So for us, that's like cold.
yeah. It's sunny out here. It's 46. I'm happy with it. I'm ready to go down by the water. Put me, break me a nice little sweat.
Yeah, that's what I like to do, actually. I like the winter time out here because it's like that, and then I'll go running on the beach. It's like sunny but cold, so it's good to run in.
It's peaceful. Yeah, I need that space. I usually hit the park, but I got to be by me some water, though, definitely. I got to get near the water.
The ocean's where it's at. We have this long boardwalk that runs clear from Newport Beach all the way to Long Beach. I mean, as long as your legs will take you, you could just run by the ocean.
Mm. I'm by the river. I'm going in a man.
That's
man-made.
Nice too.
It's cool because it's like 4 miles around. I'm down by the mall, so you got the Martin Luther King Memorial statue there.
Mm-hmm.
The Lincoln Memorial statue. So it's a historical. It's real nice. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. I'm getting a little chill thinking about it. You know, I got the Rocky vision in my head. I know that's silly, but that's what it made me think about, you know, running with the sweater on, with the sweats.
It's real peaceful. That's that peace I'll be looking for.
Yeah, it's beautiful that's out here. Problem. You can just hear the birds and hear the waves crashing. You hear your feet hitting the pavement.
I just started fishing. I just started learning to fish. Mm. Oh man!
I don't got the patience for fishing. When I fish, I gotta go on a boat. I don't like fishing them at the lake. I gotta go hunt them down.
I actually bought me a boat with a trolling motor on it.
Yeah,
and I live in an apartment. I live in an apartment.
I'm looking at you like, what are you doing?
Nah, it's an inflatable. It's an inflatable because when I went and got my boating license. You know, like I pack it up and put it right in the back of my van. Yeah, cool. I got two batteries. So
you can get a little fish finder. You could order one of those online.
Yeah, that's my plan. That's my plan.
Oh,
that's
man,
my
it's
plan.
Worth every penny. I'm like that. When I fish, I want to get in the water, go get them. I don't want to sit by the side of the lake, hope I get lucky.
Right.
I don't got the patience.
Yeah, like my buddies, they do that. I can't. I gotta keep active. I gotta grab something, and I'm not gonna put big bait on my line because I want a big fish. I don't want no little fish.
Oh, forget all this. Get what you get. If I got 3 hours, I'm gonna get something.
I gotta throw a crab trap on there. I'm getting something.
Yeah, something. I'm not going home empty handed.
You know, I'm there all day, but the peace of it, man. I love the peace of it. Just being able to sit back and just relax on the water.
That's why I fall in love with things like that, though. Is it, you know, running, fishing is one of them. If you can get out there, golf. I've been golfing a lot, and it's just like I don't need nobody. I could take my old score from last week and just try to beat that, and just go out there and I'll walk it. I don't even get on the cart. I just go walk it, carry my clubs. Yeah, that's nice.
I have two sets. I go to the driving range. I never actually played any holes. I have two sets.
Man.
A friend of mine.
Probably better you don't, because I did my first round in August of last year. I never played before August of last year, and I played with Frank, the guy who runs the course, and I didn't know he was the guy who ran the course at the time, but I've been going now like 2 to 3 days a week since then, clear through the winter time too. They got lights out there at night. Last night, after work, I went down there and played 3 hours of golf.
You got that competitive spirit. That's that thing. We don't like to be last.
I don't like being bad at something. And everybody's bad at golf. So I obsess over it. Like, okay, I got to get better.
Yeah.
He told me, he goes, you know, if somebody's only 8 months into playing, you're about a pro.
okay. That's what's happening.
That's about as good as you can be for that long. Yeah, I'll just sit out there and beat balls, you know. I told him, I just been watching Tiger Woods videos. And
You sound like me with fishing. I sit in the house and watch fishing all evening.
All day.
And come on there with some tricks with the kids, some guys. Usually the better guys, I was a barber, and I had guys who came in, and he was like a prodigy. He was like mean, but he never really got into it because he got on drugs. He was telling me, I'll take you up, because I live like a few blocks from a golf course right where I live, like 2 blocks up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, man, meet me on the Rock Creek Golf Course, and I'll have you better than all of your buddies in one day.
Yeah.
So I got some of the bad habits that I made, but he passed on me. Passed away on me. Some of the bad habits that I might have
picked up. I actually had that happen with a guy who I went to school with, and he was a good athlete. I used to tell him, come play basketball with us, you know. And I said, oh, uh-huh. you're really good. He looked like he could play. He was a white guy. And I was,
okay.
Our whole team was brothers. We maybe had like 20 black guys in the school, and they were all on the basketball team.
Okay.
But I would tell this kid, come play, and he wouldn't do it. He said, no, I play golf. And we used to give him crap. What do you mean you play golf? You know, what kind of game is that? That's not a sport. We have him all his crap. I was watching him on the PGA Tour this weekend.
Oh, boy, the numbers he made.
Oh, yeah, and he was laughing at me, going, oh, yeah, you play golf now. You thought it was, you know. But he's still a good friend. He's still a good friend.
Okay.
I talk to him all the time. But he was leading for 3 days, and then he lost on the last day yesterday. Hit a ball in the water, and he got into some trouble. Fell back a couple strokes, ended up losing by like 2-3 strokes.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's nuts, because I was giving him crap about it. Now he's got millions of dollars playing golf. You're living the dream.
Yeah, he had a plan, huh?
Oh, yeah. They started him when he was 4, so now I was giving him crap. People were like, you don't get it. That guy's a prodigy. He's been playing since he was a baby. And I just, whatever. He golfs the old man game. Now I'm in my 30s playing golf every day going, oh, man, I wish I would have started back then.
Oh, man.
A lot easier.
Yeah, that's that game.
Yeah. Oh, but what time works best for you? I'm sorry. I could talk to you all day.
Yes, sir. Early as possible. I'm up early.
Okay. Well, we're in California, so we're actually behind you on the time. The earliest I could do tomorrow would be like 10 to 11.
That's my time?
Yeah, Eastern.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Not that early, but I'll send you an invitation, and I'll shoot you another text message about an hour before. Did you get those two text messages I already sent to you?
I did get one. I put Google on. I got the Google on the one.
One's my direct number, and then the other one is just an email address for you to send in any pictures that you have we could use for your website.
Both on 877 numbers, extension 544.
Yep, that'll call me directly.
Okay, great. Yeah.
We got about 400 people that work here, so we're not a new small company, but if you want to call me direct, that's how you do it.
Okay, 544, gotcha.
All right. All right, just got to secure your payment, and we're good to go until tomorrow at 10. So how'd you want to do that? It's the hard part. It's like peeling the cap.
No, I don't mind spending money to make money.
Yeah, there's very few things in the world. That's what I tell people all the time. Like, there's few things in the world you can spend a dollar and get $10 in return, and this is one of them.
Okay, let me see. What kind of security you got on my card over here? I'm going to see my numbers.
Oh, you're good. We use VeriSign, the same merchant processing as Amazon and eBay.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready for
it. Card.
Okay.
4744.
7900.
293.
Oh, I missed one. You said 4744-7900.
2093.
2093.
Right. 0946.
0946. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1229.
1229, and then 3-digit code on the back.
263.
263. Okay. Now, if you see stuff come across under Jazwan John Hill, that's me too. Okay? John's my middle name.
Was that an advertisement or what would that be exactly?
No. Like, you see emails or calendar invitations, invites, for it might come across under Jazwan John. That's my, that's me.
Okay.
I'm sending you those messages. Usually it's John. Everybody calls me John, but my first name is actually Jazwan. If you ever want to look me up. Yeah.
What's that? What, a Spanish? What, a Mexican? What is that? What is that now?
My dad was from South Central LA, man.
Is that right? Okay. Jazwan.
He's a brother.
Okay.
They spell it Jazwan. Not Juan, not Latino Juan.
Okay, that's different. That's a new one. That's my first time ever hearing that one.
Yeah, they used to call me Chad. I'm the only one. Yeah, there is no other one. Yeah.
Okay.
He had an uncle that passed away young, and he named me after him. And then there was never been, I'm the only one. So it's real easy to find me if you just type that name in, Jazwan Hill. That's why I say, if you ever want to look me up. But, yeah, if you see anything with that, you're making me laugh with the Latino thing, though. You know.
Yeah, that threw me off, bro.
People always ask me if my son is Puerto Rican all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, because me and his mom.
What's the son?
Because you putting that out there like I'm gonna look you up and some I'm yeah what, spell that for me.
J A Z. W A N.
Jazwan.
Yeah,
Jazwan. So what do you got? Your you got college stats? You got photos or what?
Yeah. You look up Hill. Last name's Hill. My dad was Virgil Hill.
Oh, Virgil the boxer.
Yeah.
Hold on. Virgil Hill, or the Virgil Hill?
61-year-old Virgil Hill.
He fought pro?
He fought pro, temporarily. Light heavyweight, cruiserweight.
Jack, oh, yeah, okay. Virgil Hill.
Virgil
okay.
Eugene.
All right.
A little light-skinned.
You come from good stuff, huh, Charlotte?
He's from Missouri originally, then they came out to SoCal. They've been living South Central. They still box a little bit.
Yeah, okay, crazy thing.
I said he won Golden Gloves, but I could have got a little more into it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I said he dropped a little Golden Glove. And then you dropped the Division One thing on me. I was like, okay, well, let me see. Well, my son's about to go for it.
Family history there of athletes.
Yeah, build that thing up. That's cool. Okay, so Dak went through?
Oh, I didn't process it yet. Hold on one second.
Okay,
when it goes through, you're going to get some confirmation messages. Let me just...
Okay.
I was just
check it, because I just made a deposit into the bank.
Okay.
I want to make sure they check. I put like $1,500 in the bank. Hopefully it went through with a check. So
I got to make sure that they're putting the website in here because I got the website for you for free.
Okay, cool.
All right, give me one second here. Okay, come on now. Using one of those mouses that have the, they're wireless.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me why all of a sudden right now this thing want to stop working. There it goes.
Yeah.
I need to get a new battery for it. There it is. All right, so website's included for them. And then I'm locking you in on this deal. So as long as you're with us, you'll have this deal. That won't ever go up or change on you.
Cool.
Okay. Save. The website's included. All right. Client interview is confirmed. All right. Now I'm processing it. So we'll see if it's in there. You'll start getting text messages. If it didn't clear, then it's going to turn red on me here. So you know boxing pretty well then, huh?
Yeah. I just dabbled with it a little bit. My buddy John, who was one used to play with Georgetown. He trained a lot of guys locally. Yeah, he trained a lot of guys. We used to go to the Finley gym late night. Okay, something just came through. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my pop's got a couple screws loose nowadays.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's been hit in the head too many times.
Hey, you got to take care of your dad then, Shawty. You in a good spot.
I do. No, he's spoiled. He's spoiled.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
He did a good job with me.
That's right. But, that's right.
You know, he kind of gave me the... You don't want to live like this speech when I was a little smaller. I think that's what made me turn the corner and say, okay, maybe I don't want to. So then I started playing basketball. And,
right.
Yeah. And then it just.
I'm just thinking about your story. Yeah, you had hands early, Sean. Yeah. You had hands real early. Yeah.
I stopped in middle school. So I was already.
Oh, okay.
I was already about 7 years into it by then. And so that was, I was like 13, 14 years old when I stopped. So he had me putting the gloves on regularly at like 6.
Okay, okay. That, I mean, my boys came to the barbershop. Give me 50. Give me 50 and spark.
They do that out here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me 50. Come on,
go get a haircut. Go 50. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me 50. Yeah.
I thought that was just a West Coast thing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, every time I go into the shop, they say, what do you want? You know what I want. Give me that fade.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, man, those were good old days, man, when your boy's young.
Yeah. My dad was the first person to take me into the shops like that. And then he taught me about just the community, you know? Like, there's people you can talk to that aren't up to no good. You go into the barbershop and they would just talk stuff all day long, you know?
Right, right. And the key thing I told my boy, when you're around grown men, don't say nothing. Just learn.
Yeah. Two ears, one mouth.
Yes, sir.
Mouth get people in trouble. I seen my dad got into some trouble, actually, when I was younger, because people running their mouth and not knowing, and then he'd do something, and then the cops come down. They know who he is. They're not too light on that. When you box, they give you assault with deadly weapon.
Yeah, with your hands,
So he's done a little time off the record.
Yeah, well, welcome to the club. My son, dad has too. That's part of it, I guess. We come from a different era.
Yeah, I know. I recognized it right away when I started talking to you. Oh, sounds familiar.
We definitely come from a different era. And stand up, man. Yeah, it's gonna be a little different for you.
Yeah, but we don't look for trouble, you know,
but if you bring it,
we ready.
I learned that skill when I used to be with the Nation of Islam for a while.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One of the key things leaving the mosque, they say we are not the aggressors and we're the actors.
So you left it, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, often. You know, I was
my dad went Christian.
That's what I go to the Christian church now.
Yeah.
I go, it's a constant battle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you want to, you know what I mean? Well, I know Mr. Farrakhan said, once you're a lion, you're going to be a lion till you die. So, but yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, it's conscious, you probably know because you grew up differently. So consciousness is a whole different way of thinking when you're in society and the majority of the people are moving one way.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of challenging. Yeah.
Yeah. You can either be sheep or wolf. You know, you're gonna follow the trend and get slaughtered, or you're gonna say, "Hey, this doesn't feel right." You know.
Right.
Yeah. Trust your gut sometimes. I know that's the thing. On the surface, like with who we have in power right now, I'm like, on the surface, it sounds good, but you know, if you start eliminating the only people who can check and balance, you know, red flag, you know, because then who's going to stop him once he gets to where he's trying to go and he becomes unstoppable? Right. You don't want to deal with that, especially not if we're having conflicts with other countries, you know. My brother served for 6 years. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, he tells me all the time, you know, he's better for the people, I guess, from a patriot standpoint, sure, but what does that do to the rest of the world rocking the boat and checks and balances?
Right.
Everybody's going to start fighting here soon if we start pulling away, you know, reaching out is how we were kind of keeping people in place.
Right.
Yeah, if we start pulling away and just focusing on ourselves, then they're going to start doing things where they're crossing each other's paths, stepping on each other's toes, and the next thing you know, we got international conflicts going on.
Yeah, definitely. I got friends of mine, they're talking about buying compounds in Dominica and things like that.
Yeah.
So they're looking to buy places, you know, some land for the family, just in case you got a bill.
Yeah, if it gets that bad, I'll take my father-in-law up on that land.
That's right.
Pull everything out, put it in a backpack, and go for a long drive.
You drive right into Mexico, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's about an hour south.
Yeah. Oh, baby, you all right. That's my son. What, his girlfriend? Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah.
He said, I'm driving down to Mexico.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll go down there. I got my teeth done all nice. Went down to the Mexico. Everybody said, man, you spend a lot of money on your teeth, huh? I said, nah, just go down there, hand them 10,000, all five doctors start moving.
Okay.
They all jumped up real fast.
Yeah, I bet. Yes, sir. America? Yes, sir.
Yeah. They popped up real quick, started coming over. Oh. What do you need?
Oh,
all of a sudden, I have four of them in my mouth. Ah.
Oh, boy.
I took my dad down there with me, too. Got him all straightened out. Yeah, because he was dentures in for the longest time. He had no teeth. He got tired of it. So he wanted those implants.
Yeah.
So we went down there. Well, first, they had to just go and pull a bunch of teeth. He's so tough.
Right.
They pulled everything, and then they stuck these posts in there. And then we had to come back 2 weeks later. He just had these little metal dots in there. And then they made the pieces while we were gone, and then we came back. He was healed up, and then they put him in. So now he's got the permanent implants.
He's got that killer smile. That's right.
As I told him, I said, it's the last time, though, so don't be getting in any more scraps.
And no fights, huh?
I ain't doing this for you again.
Man, if you don't talk too much, like, hey, we're going to play it easy. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do it again because he wants me to go get him, drive all the way down there, park at the border. He wants me to do all the talking, all the moving. He just wants to be baby through it. You know?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think Dave Chappelle, he said he wanted to be a lion. His grandmother said, sometimes you gotta be a lion first, then you can sit back like a lion.
Yeah.
So now
they know who he is down there, though. It's crazy. We go down. Yeah, Mexico, they know boxing real well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's weird. You get down, and especially that area, like Tijuana, Rosarito area. They know him real well. They start turning and he's like, here we go. But he don't speak any Spanish.
Okay. You got to get in them interpreting earbuds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bought some of them from Amazon for $12. They work. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. He got hearing aids.
Okay.
Yeah.
The earbuds do the same thing.
It translates it a little bit, though.
Clearly in your ear as they within the conversation. Yeah,
they're on Amazon.
Look them. I think like $12 for them. They got different prices for different, you know, the better the ones. But I got the $12 ones. They work just as good.
I'm
like to listen to
them right now.
Yes, sir. Translating earbuds.
You
got
have you in the house eavesdropping on my woman.
Oh yeah.
What you talking about on the phone?
Oh man. Yes, sir.
I don't need that. I don't want to know what she's talking about on the phone.
It's a joke that's like that. It was a guy say this old guy had a hearing aid, had a hearing problem. But his family didn't know he went to the doctors and got his hearing aid fixed so he could hear everything that they were saying. He sat there for years and years. They say, well, you knew all the time. But why you ain't say nothing? He said, I done changed my will 3 times. Yeah.
3 times.
Changed it 3 times. Oh, just let him talk.
That's
talk himself out of the back row. Yes, sir.
That's messed up.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is sit still. No. What's the good thing? No, but I'm saying, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. All right, James. You got all those texts came through, right?
Yeah, they came.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. So, client interview scheduled for tomorrow. I got you locked in between 10 and 11. They're looking at me crazy now. I'm over here having too much fun with you.
Okay.
So, the client interview's locked in between 10 and 11. I sent you my number, but I also sent you this email for you to send in any pictures of work that you've done in the past.
Right.
So, whenever you get time. I'm not trying to distract you from your vacation. I want you to enjoy your vacation, but if you can get that stuff over to us, that way we can work on it and get it up and running prior to then, and then obviously it's going to be a little down period while you're gone. You said the 10th to the 18th? Or
What? My cruise? It's on the 16th.
16th to the 23rd?
The seven-day cruise.
Okay, so it's Sunday to Sunday.
Right.
All right. All right, I'm going to mark it down here so they know.
Okay, cool.
going to be blowing you up, or if the, you're not answering the phone over there, we'll know you're out in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Relaxing.
Making me a scoogie.
Yeah, I went on a couple of those ones, man, but from Long Beach. So I did Long Beach to Ensenada and then down to Cabo and then back